Peace. Great to see all of you this morning. If I had to pick a theme that kind of speaks to our time together this morning, the word is transitions, okay? Today is kind of a transition. You almost get a sense. I looked outside, there are flowers popping up outside. Do you think it's going to rain anymore? Yeah, it's coming next week. Of course, here in the church this morning, I'm thinking of transition because this morning, Pastor Norm Metzler is with us, and some of you may not know Pastor Norm, but he was here at Peace and a very important transition at this church. See, he served Peace as its pastor in 2012-2013, and he gave me a call all the way. I was in Hickory, North Carolina on a youth trip. He said, I think you should come out to Philomath, Oregon, he said. And so he was kind of the one that kind of guided the process and called me up and said, you should take the call to Peace Lutheran. That was back in 2013. So that was a transition. And he's here this morning to share a message with us as well this morning. So it's a blessing to have Pastor Norm with us. And his wife, Mary, is with us. She's really quiet and shy. not. Yeah. Yeah. She's known to kind of, yeah. Yeah. We love Mary, we love Norm, it's great to have them with us here this morning. And of course it is the big transition that we're thinking about this morning. Of course, today is Transfiguration Sunday. This is the Sunday where we read about how Jesus went up on the mountain with his three disciples, and he saw Elijah and Moses, and he came down the mountain. He didn't stay up there, he came down the mountain to die on the cross for our sins. It's kind of a transition period because that means this week we're starting the season of Lent on Ash Wednesday. So that's our theme here this morning, and great to have special friends with us especially. One other thing to share before we get into announcements is that we also have Camp Lutherwood with us this morning. And many of you who are in Bible study and opening got to hear about that a little bit more, some updates. So we have Charlotte with us, and Andrea. Andrea is the executive director for Camp Lutherwood, so we're very thankful to have them. They're sharing a little bit about the camp at the end of our service for a couple minutes, and they're also leading the children's message as well. So thank you for being with us here this morning. Charlotte's doing that, so thank you. Let's see, important announcements to share this morning. The first is that, so this is in Lutheran circles, we have law and gospel. So I'm going to give the law here. Pastor Norm's going to bring the gospel with his message here this morning. So the law is, we are about ready to launch an important spiritual campaign, we'll call it, in the weeks ahead for the season of Lent. And it's based on this book, The Red Letter Challenge. A significant part of the spiritual journey is you reading each devotion each day. Each day there's about four pages, it'll take you about 10 minutes, and there's also a challenge there for you. And these words are pretty much based on Jesus' teaching. That's why it's called the Red Letter Challenge. Now, a couple ways to make sure that you're on track for each day. One is we're starting on Ash Wednesday. That's day one. You're going to read day one, page 18. There's about four pages. If you get off on your reading or you don't know which day you're on, check the newsletter. Callie did a really good thing in the March newsletter. Each day is marked with the day that you should be on. That's an important way to keep track. And then also check our Facebook page out as well. We'll be updating with each day that we're on. That's a good way to keep track as well. Books are $10. Please see Callie if you want to purchase a book. And again, this is really important because our messages and also our Bible classes for every single age in the church in the next 6 weeks is based on this book. If you don't read the book, if you don't read the devotions, you might say, man, Pastor was really off today. I don't even understand what he's saying. You really want to plug into this. So that's the law here this morning speaking. Other announcements to share this morning. The next is that Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. I understand that all the signups all through Lent for soup and bread and cookies have already been filled in. So that's fantastic, even before we begin Lent. Thank you very much for doing that. Each Wednesday, starting this Wednesday, we're gathering here for soup supper at 6 with worship to follow at 7. And it should be very special. We're joining the other Lutheran churches in our circuit, swapping pulpits. So you'll have a different pastor here each night through the season of Lent, welcoming them and deepening our relationship with the other Lutheran churches in our circuit. Let's see. The other thing that I'd share too, I'm sorry there are so many announcements, but I wanted to let you know we have hand sanitizer in the pews. We got a couple calls about the coronavirus. I would share with you that we called Benton County Health Department, and they recommended that we put hand sanitizer out. There are no known cases of the coronavirus in Benton County, but they said it's good just for the flu. The flu is significant, so please make sure to have hand sanitizer, and we're keeping up on how best to mitigate any virus in our congregation. So the Filberts, who are in Asia, have returned. And they've been asked to be quarantined in their own home for 14 days. So you'll see them in about 14 days, but they are healthy, doing well, and just obeying the orders to stay home for a little bit. I think that does it for our announcements. Is there anyone else that has anything important to share this morning before we begin our worship? All right, we're going to begin by having our choir set the tone for our worship with There Is Power in Jesus' Name.